Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the February 22nd Sunday Mass's first reading. It's the first Sunday of Lent, Year A. A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord God formed man out of the clay of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. And so man became a living being. Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden, in the east, and placed there the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground, the Lord God made various trees grow that were delightful to look at and good for food, with a tree of life in the middle of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now the serpent was the most cunning of all the animals that the Lord God had made. The serpent asked the woman, "Did God really tell you not to eat from any of the trees in the garden?" The woman answered the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. It is only about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden that God said, 'You shall not eat it or even touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You certainly will not die. No, God knows well that the moment you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like gods, who know what is good and what is evil." The woman saw that the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eyes, and desirable for gaining wisdom. So she took some of its fruit and ate it. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. The word of the Lord. Welcome to Lent. This is a long reading, so let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us in this reading? What's the point of this reading? What's the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? Usually when I prepare for a reading, I zero in on the heart. Where is the emotional connection to be made with the congregation? Where might this passage evoke feelings and stir souls? Some readings have an intellectual component that needs to be deciphered to get their fullness. I call this aiming for the heart and aiming for the head. This reading is a little unusual in that just about every Catholic before you knows this story and how it ends. Spoiler alert, not happily. We're not telling them anything they don't already know, but reminding them of a story that literally is as old as time. Some scriptural background is helpful for understanding this reading. This reading is all about original sin, and it ties in directly to the second reading and how this story really ends. Spoiler alert, not again. Happily, through one righteous act, acquittal and life came to all. Bummer, you did not get assigned the reading with a happy ending. Of course, we Catholics do not take the Genesis creation stories literally, but interpret them as allegories. They are symbolic and figurative, meant to explain our tendency to choose sin and turn away from God, not meant to be literal or historical. Okay, enough about biblical interpretation. Let's get back to our reading. This is an exciting story. We got wonder, drama, a damsel in distress, and a really evil villain. That is the meat of the message. Because of the length of this reading, spend extra time for practice. What lessons do you get from this reading? The first segment starts, "The Lord God formed man out of the clay of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. And so man became a living being. Read this section in a narrative tone with a sense of wonder. Accentuate man, clay, blue, breath, man, and living being. Insert a small pause between living and being. The Lord God appears four times in the initial narrative segment of this passage, so pronounce it similarly to highlight the multiple uses, maybe by using a downward lilt when you say God. The next section. Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden, in the east, and placed there the man whom he had formed. Continue with that narrative tone and sense of wonder. Use that special emphasis for the Lord God. Also highlight garden, Eden, east, man, and formed. Insert small pauses after garden, Eden, and east. Say in Eden and in the east as if afterthoughts, as if you're adding detail and clarification for your listeners. Then the subsequent piece. Out of the ground, the Lord God made various trees grow that were delightful to look at and good for food, with the tree of life in the middle of the garden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Maintain your narrative tone and sense of wonder. Stress various, delightful, good, food, life, middle, knowledge, good, plus evil. Again, we have the use of the Lord God, so emphasize that. When you get to the segment that were delightful to look at and good for food, smile. And if you can do so authentically, throw in a throat tremble when you say, and good for food, like you can almost taste it. Make a dramatic shift from a happy tone to a serious one when you get to with the tree of life, keeping that tone for the rest of this segment. Insert small pauses after food, knowledge, and good, and a full one after evil. Next we have, now the serpent was the most cunning of all the animals that the Lord God had made. Emphasize serpent, most cunning, and all. Use that special emphasis again for the Lord God. This is the last time we'll see that term. This is kind of a long sentence, and you might need to catch your breath. You can either insert a small pause between cunning and of, or if you got the lung capacity, read the whole sentence straight through, whichever works best. Then, the serpent asked the woman, did God really tell you not to eat from any of the trees of the garden? During the serpent's dialogue, use a sleazy tone and facial expression. Accentuate serpent, asked, woman, really, and any. Insert a voice tremble for really and any, connoting the incredulity of God's command. Notice the serpent's choice of the word any, inferring Adam and Eve are prohibited from eating from any or all of the trees of the garden, which of course is a lie, but Satan is setting his hook. Next we have, the woman answered the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. It is only about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden that God said, you shall not eat it, or even touch it, lest you die. During Eve's dialogue, use a tone of voice and facial expression that connotes innocence, even gullibility. No shame on Eve. You and I have had ample experience with duplicity. Of course Eve was innocent and gullible. Stress answered, may, only, middle, not, touch, and lest you die. When you say may, use an upward lilt to provide extra emphasis, because Eve thinks the serpent misunderstands the Lord's command. She thinks she's correcting him, but is really falling into his trap. Insert a small pause after said. Use another upward lilt when you say die. Next, but the serpent said to the woman, you certainly will not die. No, God knows well that the moment you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like gods who know what is good and what is evil. Use a mocking tone for you certainly will not die. No, God knows well. then use a beguiling tone and facial expression for the balance of the serpent's dialogue. If you can do so authentically, chuckle when you say, "You certainly will not die," and add a tremble in the back of your throat when you say, "No, the one between die and God." Emphasize serpent said, woman, no, well, moment, eyes opened, God's, no, good, plus evil. Put small pauses between no and God, and after well, of it, and good. Speak very slowly when you read, and you will be like gods. Pause after evil. The plot thickens with, the woman saw that the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eyes, and desirable for gaining wisdom. Use a tone of voice and facial expression that conveys the temptation taking root in Eve. Emphasize saw, good, food, pleasing, eyes, and desirable. If possible, memorize this section so you can make eye contact with the congregation so they can see you convey the seduction of Eve. Uh-oh, this part goes really bad. So she took some of its fruit and ate it. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. We're back to the narrative style of delivery. Continue this tone to the end. Highlight took, ate, the first one, also, husband, with, and he. Say took and the first ate very quickly to connote action. Insert small pauses after fruit, it, and with her. Sidebar. If Adam is with Eve now, where was he during her conversation with the serpent? Okay, back to work. The sad ending. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. Accentuate eyes, both, opened, realized, and naked. Have a small pause between them and were opened. If you can do so authentically and for comedic effect, engage the congregation with eye contact and use an embarrassed tone of voice and facial expression when you say naked. We close with, so they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. Deliver this anticlimactic ending without emotion. Stress fig and loincloths. Insert a small pause after together. Woo! That was a lot of work, but totally worth it. You can have some fun with this one. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions, because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the Ambo.